This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorn.
Super excited about this interview. We have Nikki Momontoff here in the studio. Did I pronounce your surname right?
Pretty close. That was very good.
Hey, first of all, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio. Now, you are an expert and a thought leader in health and well-being, particularly around this whole area of mindfulness. Hey, tell us a little bit more about the importance of health and well-being and mindfulness in today's world.
I think we all do ourselves a disservice if we don't have the right mindset. Mindset is key to living the life we want to live. If we don't have the right mindset, we're kind of letting in the wrong influences, and that's affecting the choices we make. And then we can end up somewhere we totally didn't want to be.
I totally agree with that. And obviously, there are many people out there that are in places that they really do not want to be. And I'm really, really interested in uncovering this a little bit more with you. But before we do, we interviewed your sister recently as well, but tell
us
a little bit more about your background and where you're from. Obviously, you've got a very unique surname.
That's correct. Mamontov is a Russian surname. I was actually born in Australia, so very lucky, very glad to be living in Australia. But I'm also very blessed to have the Russian background. I get to celebrate 2 Christmases, I get to celebrate 2 birthdays and 2 Easters, so it's fantastic. And our weddings go for 3 days,
wow.
3-day celebrations.
Wow, yeah. That's great. So wouldn't it be great if you divorced 3 times and had 3 weddings, though?
Just don't get married at all and have a party every day, that's what I say.
So, but you're living here in Sydney at the moment, and tell us a little bit more about your upbringing and what makes you so interested in this whole area of mental health and well-being.
Sure. Well, I was actually brought up to be a very proper, seen but not heard. In fact, I was so good that in my primary school, the principal nicknamed me Naughty Nikki because it was so opposite of my actual character.
Wow.
So I was very inhibited and just do what you're told, do what's expected, and don't question things, just go with the flow, don't rock the boat.
And did you like that at the time?
No. But I felt I didn't have a choice, and that was key. People don't believe they have a choice. And once they realize and wake up they do have a choice, they can then decide, okay, do I want to be accountable? Do I want to do something about this?
So tell us a little bit more about when you realised and woke up, as you say.
Okay. Well, be ready for the storm, because I came to a point where it's like, yeah, great, I'm working up in my career, I'm doing great, I'm getting, raises and, I'm getting acknowledgement for my good work, but I felt empty inside. And so it was really hard for me to then admit that this wasn't working for me. And I had to make a decision and make a change and not worry about what other people were going to think or say.
And there's so many people out there right now that would be in a very similar boat to you, that they are so worried about what other people think of them. So how did you actually come to that moment of decision? Was it through pure frustration, or was it more through desperation? Tell us a little bit more.
Quiet desperation. I'm sure you've heard that term before. I think there's only so much you can keep treading water, and then you get to that point where it's like, I don't care anymore. I need to make me happy.
That's great.
Yeah. Forget about everybody else, because they're all actually busy trying to work things out for themselves. They're not really focused on you. So you might as well make yourself happy.
And how did you do that?
How did I do that? Well, it came down to, making a decision, being conscious of what I was letting into my mind and my thoughts, and deciding whether that was working for me or not, clearing that out, and being brave enough to actually do what I wanted to do.
And I think there are a lot of people out there that are trying to be that brave person, but in most cases they haven't really done that first step, is that right? So if there was a step-by-step for many people out there that are in this struggle right now and trying to think, okay, navigating, what are they meant to do, or worrying about what people think. Is there a formula that you could share with us to help them on their journey?
Sure. It's all about a mind shift. If you're stuck in a situation, it's hard to look outside of that. If you picture yourself in a pile of mud, guess what? You feel the mud, you see the mud. You have to take yourself out of that situation and clean yourself off.
Great.
So the concept that helped me was imagining that my mind was a jar. And so instead of polluting my jar with the mud, the dirt, and all of those things, negative thoughts, negative beliefs, what was holding me back, I took those things out, or I tried to consciously stop them before they came in. And I started inserting and substituting those beliefs that weren't working for me with positive beliefs.
Right.
And so that was a really conscious choice to say, okay, stop. I've got to do things differently. So let's try doing, you know, positive things and things that bring me joy instead of always doing, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that.
So that's a great lesson, I also feel as well. What are we filling our jar with, our mind jar with, which is really great.
Yeah.
So what are the things now that you are filling your mind jar with, and how can we learn from the mind jar queen?
Well, I had to decide that I could make decisions for myself and not kind of do what my ego said I should do. So it was about saying, hey, it's okay not to look like this. People expect me to be smart, to do this and to do that. I'm going to change that, and I'm going to decide for myself that, you know, I want to be a beach bum and an artist. And that's what I did. I left the rat race, and I thought, who cares what anybody thinks? I'm going to enjoy this.
Right. And what's the next chapter then for you? Obviously now helping other people to fill their mind jar with the right things. Tell us a little bit more about the next chapter in your life and your world.
So between going to the beach and drawing and painting very badly, I'm writing a book on the mind jar, explaining the whole concept and helping people through that process to inspire them to create the change in their life, which will bring them joy and happiness.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, Nikki. What an amazing story, an amazing journey, and now obviously wanting to help other people as well. So we feel very privileged to hear your story today. However, just before you leave the studio, we have this segment that we do ask every single person that comes in, and it's a challenge, and it's the 10 questions in 60 second challenge. Nikki, do you accept the challenge?
Pass. Just kidding. Bring it on.
I love your humour. Maybe we need to insert more humour into our mind.
Exactly, yes.
I love it.
Definitely.
I love it. All right, Nikki, your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Gold.
Gold. I love gold. Favourite food?
Salt and pepper prawns.
Favourite celebrity?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Great Australian actor.
He is awesome.
Favourite celebrity? Say favourite actor?
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis.
She had awesome screen presence.
Favourite professional speaker?
Besides you? Amanda Gore. She's very fast talking and very humorous as well.
Another great Australian speaker as well. Favourite book?
Any picture book, because I love art. specifically Gaudi. I love Gaudi's work.
Awesome. Favourite movie?
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings. Oh,
very good about beliefs and doing what you want and love
awesome
to do.
Movie. Yeah. Favorite city?
St. Petersburg, closely followed by Barcelona.
Favorite drink?
Banana smoothie.
Yum. Favorite pizza topping?
Salami.
Salami all the way.
Yes,
I totally agree. And Nikki, if you were to be an animal, which animal would you be?
A crocodile.
A crocodile. Why is that?
Because dinosaurs are extinct and crocodiles are survivors.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for coming in for
Thank
the
you.
Celebrity Authority Show. Yay.
Thank you.
Well done.